This will be a really short talk, just 10 minutes to take your attention, not much. And it's going to be an easy thing that probably some people already do, but I'm not like a container, I'm not the man when talking about containers. So, but I think that this is kind of an interesting thing for all the people that, like me, try to play with containers with home setup mostly. So the motivation for this talk is basically that I have like a server and I am experimenting with rootless containers at home. So I am trying with automating with Ansible, which it's not an overkill. I even copy my dot files with Ansible just because, well, you know. And then I like to learn by breaking stuff. So why don't just break stuff at home? So this talk is about, again, my personal setup. I will share all the code later on, but just to meet my home server, it's called Morla. Does anybody know who Morla is? 3, 2, 1, Morla is this beautiful creature. And it really resembles my...
There's a problem with your slides.
Oh my god.
Maybe you can just reconnect it.
Let's go. It's not that I only have Morla, yeah. Let's go. And it remembers everything. It's like a NAS. I store all the things there. It's heavy and dusty like my home, and it's a turtle like my home server, which is not a turtle, but whatever. So, first setup, I used Portainer and Docker Compose. It's really convenient, but it had some issues that I'm discussing right now. If you use Portainer or Docker Compose, you're my friend, but I just don't use it anymore. And why is that? Well, it's easy to install on some machines, like on Open Media Vault, which I was running before. It's rootless. Well, I don't know if it's rootless right now, but it wasn't at the time. It only supported Docker, and I didn't like to give all the root privileges around, and it's heavily dependent on GUI. So these are the three things that I will try to resolve with just using Podman and Ansible. And so this is Portainer, if you don't know. Again, very convenient, but also I don't need this GUI. And Linux server images, if you're familiar with them, they have... they're really simple, and they all have this kind of workaround for running some services that you're not supposed to run as root inside a container, because, I mean, you're not really sure that things can get out of the container. So just to work around this, they implement this feature for that you just specify your UID and your GID inside a container, and that when you run it as root, you're good to go, because outside you will have that user. But that's not the case with Podman, right? So, yeah, this is what happens with Podman. Basically, if you run that configuration, this is for PWIG, it's for sharing pictures. I want to be able to mount my volumes in the container using the same users. Like outside, I don't want to have some weird mapping of namespacing, because then it will be inconvenient if I just drop stuff in and out. So, again, this would be really easy to solve if you just run inside stuff with root. But again, it's not, again, the case for all the images. So what you could do is, of course, to just run, like if you want to touch a file in some volume that you configured, it will give you permission denied. So you just do podman and share, you do what you have to do, and then you have your file there. But for me, again, it's inconvenient because I store their media files and I just want to drag them in and out like quickly. And I don't want to just do unshare all the time. So again, this is the what we are facing. Basically, the red part is what we care. So when we have an unprivileged user outside and an unprivileged user inside, to make it clear, when you run any command, the unprivileged user inside will be remapped. I'm not sure that, like, I am not that familiar to talk about it, so this was just to explain myself how things work. So to make it even more clear, user inside and user outside not privileged, when you see the process of the user, you will see that outside you will have somebody. It's like 100.998, I don't know who you are. It's, well, if you don't have to manage stuff, it works, but if you want to take stuff in and out, then you have to deal with that. So what do you do? This is what you do, and this is why I call it like juggling, because basically the way Podman works in root and non-root management, it allows you to remap the user IDs and the GIDs, so both works for groups and users, inside and outside the container. And it's kind of complicated-ish syntax, but what basically happens is that you want to take the UID that you are running in the container. It could be like a whatever UID, like a fake UID, they even call it, and you basically remap it on the host. So now comes the reason why I did this presentation, which is juggling. And as you see, you have to run this command three times because you're dealing with a user ID inside the container, with a fake user ID, and a user ID outside the container that you really want to map to one another the correct way. So there we go. Let's run the first command. Okay, get ready. Don't get lost. This is faster than the eye. You can bet now on where's the UID now. You couldn't have guessed. Okay, but anyway, back to serious stuff. The real example is this one. I am running all my Linux server images with a fake user ID, which is 911, because help me in case of 911 is the fake user ID that goes inside, and I actually want to fake it with like if root is running inside. Like, it's the same result that I want to obtain, so that outside I actually have my normal user ID. If you actually check into the container in the UID map, which is where actually the UIDs are defined, how they are mapped inside and outside, you will see that it's taking my ranges as I'm specifying. Please don't ask me much details about it. We don't have time, but we'll talk about it later. And then the result is that when you mount stuff, you have it configured for your user. And there's another convenient option, but I don't have it on my server. If you just do one command, it's easier, but I don't use it in my server. So you can either shuffle or just use this one-liner, and it will do just fine. OK, and then about Ansible. So running this command all the time is quite inconvenient if you have many, many containers, because it's hard to maintain, or it's a lot of scripting. And plus, I think that Ansible goes really well with Podman containers, because first, the module is great, and second, it really enables you to have much more control on, for example, config files, templates that you need to put in the container when you boot it, and whatsoever. And what I do with Ansible, and I advise you to take a look if you never tried, but it's kind of cool. You can have your configuration and just store everything in what's in the main configuration file that will store all the necessary variables, like ports to expose, volumes to mount, all the users that you want to shuffle with, whatever. And then you can basically copy-paste what's a generic container configuration or setup if you do things right. Let's take a look, for example. This is, again, the same configuration. Okay, I just can define what's the main name of the container, what I want to be the display name, where to pull the image from, ports, a database, for example, because I'm running pods with that, and it's basically all just copy-paste as you were doing with Docker Compose images, but this way you're actually controlling much more what's happening, because you can also control configuration files, setup, mounting stuff here and there, and whatsoever, you name it. And of course, well, this I was highlighting random stuff in case you're interested. Yeah, this is the volume configuration. Don't forget to put the capital Z if you are in a IC Linux environment, of course. Let's go to the setup now. So, this is my control panel, by the way. It's really convenient. It's like container. You can just specify variables to say, run this, 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 and that container, and it's all fine and replace the name, and it will just work. So It's just simpler, in my opinion. And then I think if I lost... Oh, yeah, I wanted to show you the setup as well. So no more scripting, right? If I need to create a config directory, I can just create it with Ansible, right? And it's really nice that also the container creation, this is the same shuffling that we did before. So the fake ID shuffles with IDs 0 and range 1, and et cetera, et cetera. And this is all predefined in all the setup files that Ansible can provide you. So I'll just finish up because I have a few minutes. Oh, this is also very convenient for containers. If you're booting many, many containers with Ansible, never did that, it's good because it will just say, okay, things are good, think this thing, I don't need to check it because it's already there. Again, it was a big thing for me. You're maybe familiar with that, but if you're not, try it out. And in the end, no mistakes. Of course, I'm also not doing a demo because it would break. And Very quickly, tags are also great to manage containers. I think they really go very well. You can just say, set up this, this, and that, and tag all the files that you need, and then we just go up. Takeaways, go rootless, automate the stuff, and try to overcomplicate things at all times to oversimplify things. Thank you, that is my presentation. If you want to...